USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Democrat Representative Sean Kasten's 17-year-old daughter, Gwen Kasten, died Monday morning. The Illinois Democrat's office said Gwen died inside the family's home in Downers Grove. No other details were given. 33 large wildfires are burning across 5 U.S. states this hour. 20 blazes are burning in Alaska, 6 in New Mexico, 3 each in California, Arizona, and 1 in Texas. The multi-day heat wave that began in the Southwest has expanded to the central and southern United States and is now spreading to the Great Plains and then into the Mississippi Valley and southeast through midweek.
Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
The Rolling Stones canceled their concert in Amsterdam on Monday, just hours before it was due to start. Lead singer Mick Jagger tested positive for COVID-19. USA Radio News.
It was very important to feel like a company valued me and my family's time, specifically helping get the timeshare company off of our backs.
Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, and all the ways you can. I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. I first heard that John Wesley quote when I was 11 years old in Sunday school. I even have his words displayed at all of our offices to give our employees the same purpose I have when fighting to get clients out of a fraudulent timeshare.
If you were not satisfied with other companies, look directly to Wesley Financial and they will help you.
I promise we'll do all the good we can every single day. That's why I guarantee we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has tested positive for COVID-19 for a second time. This all happened days after an in-person meeting with President Biden. He says he will follow public health guidelines for isolating. Trudeau claims the symptoms are mild because of the vaccine and booster shots he received. Ohio is giving teachers the green light to carry firearms in the classroom.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed a bill that would allow teachers to be armed in the classroom. The law requires up to 24 hours of training and up to 8 hours of annual training. The trainings must be approved by the Ohio School Safety Center. Several of the Buckeye State's big city mayors, all Democrats, criticized the bill and faulted Republicans for not considering any gun control proposals. The measure was opposed by major law enforcement groups, gun control advocates, and the state's teachers union. Only a handful of police departments and school districts supported the measure. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik from New York asserted that Americans are more worried about skyrocketing inflation than the events of January 6. Representative Stefanik on One America News.
American people don't really care when they can't afford their grocery bills, when they can't afford to fill up their car with gas because the price of gas has doubled, when we potentially are facing food shortages because of the challenges with failed national security policy around the world and what's happening in Ukraine, which is because of Joe Biden's weakness on the global stage, I believe, but also, again, because of those increased costs.
Primaries are taking place today in Maine, Nevada, North Dakota, and South Carolina. Fox News went to Johns Island, South Carolina Tuesday morning and talked with Keith at a restaurant. Inflation is on his mind this election day.
If we don't get a hand on the inflation, it's going to affect everybody and everything they do, anything from work to driving to vacation to groceries to housing. So I think that's been one of our long-term problems, and I think it's even more severe now. Nancy Mace, I've already pre-voted. I think she is willing to reach across the aisle. I'm a pretty conservative guy, but I know we have to work with each party to get this done. I think she does it. I don't like those terms like rhino and things like that. And I just think that she has proven herself over the last 2 years. And she hasn't done everything I like, but overall, she's done a good job.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.